Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series, Spiritual Authority. In this series, you will learn the authority that Christ has given to you. Join us for this series. It'll change your life. Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series on Spiritual Authority.
欢迎大家今天来收看我们好消息关于属灵权柄这个系列。
We want to continue on this thought of delegated authority.
我们这一集要继续我们上一次所讲到的神所为我们拣选设立的权柄。
We saw in James chapter 4 and verse 7.
我们上一次有看到雅各书四章七节。
There's a very clear command given to us.
很清楚的给我们一个命令。
Submit to God.
要顺服神
resist the devil,
抵挡魔鬼
and he will flee from you.
魔鬼就必逃跑
and that word flee means to run away in terror.
所谓的逃跑就是溃散然后是在恐惧底下逃跑
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗
Demonic spirits fleeing from you.
可以想象邪灵看到你就逃跑
What brings that about?
那这个到底带来的是什么
Why is it that evil spirits will flee from you?
那为什么邪灵看到你会逃跑
It's because of two words that are in those verses.And it describes how we position ourselves.
那是因为在那一节经文里头有这样的一个字，然后它让我们看到我们要怎么样的要活出这样的生命。
The first word is the word submit to God.
第一个字就是顺服神。
The second word is resist the devil.
然后第二个就是抵挡魔鬼。
To resist is the word to stand against.
所谓的抵挡就是你要刚强的来面对。
It means to take a position contrary to something.
那也是说我们要站好一个位置来面对前面的一个势力。
And then to speak and command it.
然后也对前面的这一股势力来发出命令。
But before we see demons flee from us.
但是在我们看到魔鬼逃跑之前。
And before we able to make commands.
然后在我们发出命令之前。
We need to be under authority.
我们自己先要在权柄底下。
Let's have a look in the book of Acts.
我们来看《使徒行传》第八章。
And we'll find someone trying to do deliverance who is not under authority at all.
从那个例子我们可以看到有一个人他不愿意顺服在这个权柄底下但是他却想要服事。
So in the book of Acts, chapter 19,
使徒行传的第十九章。
It tells us here in verse 13.
十三节。
There are some itinerant exorcists who are Jews who took it upon themselves to call the name of Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, We command you by Jesus Paul preaches.
那时有几个游行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人向那被恶鬼附的人擅自称主耶稣的名说我奉保罗所传的耶稣勒令你们出来。
It said, We command you by this Jesus that Paul is preaching about.
这边很清楚讲我奉保罗所传的耶稣勒令你们出来。
And these were high-ranking people. They were the seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest who did this.
那要留意的是这些人不是一般人他们是有身份地位的是祭司长的儿子。
And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
但恶鬼却回答他们说耶稣我认识保罗我也知道你们是谁呢
Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, and they fled from the house naked and wounded.
结果魔鬼所附的这个人就跳在他们身上胜了其中两人制服他们叫他们赤着身子受了伤从那房子里逃出去了
Now you notice these were the sons of Sceva who was the chief priest.
所以我们要注意的是这个士基瓦的七个儿子是犹太的祭司长。
So no doubt they were important people in their community and connected to the highest ranking person in that area.
换句话说他们在那一个著名在那一个地区里头他们是祭司长的儿子所以身份地位是不得了的。
But this did not give them spiritual authority.
但不因为有这样的身份地位就有属灵权柄。
This did not give them spiritual power.
这样的一个身份地位不会给他们任何属灵的能力。
Spiritual authority and spiritual power come out of our connection with God.
我再一次强调属灵权柄和能力来自于我们和神的关系。
And so the demons spoke to him.
所以魔鬼就回答。
Notice what happens in the story.
我们在这个故事里头看到什么
They said, we command you.
就是这些人说我们奉耶稣的命令你。
So they're trying to exercise spiritual authority.
意思就是他们想要运用他们的属灵权柄。
But they're copying a method.
但是他们是只是模仿一个外表方法。
We command you in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches about.
所以他们就直接说，我们要奉保罗所传的耶稣的名命令你们。
So they had no direct relationship with Jesus.
这句话就显明他们和耶稣没有直接的关系。
Therefore, they had no spiritual authority.
也因此他们没有任何属灵权柄。
They were acting out of order.
他们好像是看起来是他们是完全失了次序的在做事。
They had no legal right to represent Jesus and speak on his behalf.
他们没有任何合法的权利来代表耶稣说话。
And therefore they had no spiritual power.
所以他们没有任何属灵的能力。
And so the demon recognized it.
但是魔鬼认出来。
Saying, I recognize Jesus and I recognize Paul, but who are you?
所以魔鬼直接就告诉他们说，耶稣我们也认识，这个保罗也认识，但是你们是谁？
So the evil spirit could see past the empty words to the lack of spiritual reality.
所以邪灵它很特别，它能够看穿我们这些空洞的字眼，然后知道他们身上没有属灵权柄。
They carried no authority.
就发现他们身上没有权柄。
They carried no spiritual power.
也没有任何属灵能力。
Yet they tried to behave like they did.
这些人却表面要好像是装扮出他们有这种权柄能力。
And the man leapt on them and overpowered all seven of them.
最后被鬼附的这个人就跳到这七个儿子的身上，开始折磨他们，打伤他们。
And the men fled away and they had been beaten up.
那这七个人被打伤了之后就逃出去。
So we must receive spiritual authority.
所以我们要知道我们是从神得到这个属灵权柄。
It is delegated to us.
是神设立给我们的。
That means a portion is given to us.
所以是某一个部分，量给我们一个份。
In order to fulfill the assignment God has given us.
所以量给我们的是要让我们完成神给我们的这个任务。
So whatever assignment you have.
所以不管神给我们什么任务。
Whatever God has called you to do.
不管神呼召你做。
He delegates adequate authority for you to accomplish that task.
同时就量给你所需要的相当的权柄，让你去完成。
And he will back you up in that.
那在你只要在这个领域里面去做，神就会帮助你。
But the key is, I must be submitted to God.
但关键就是你要先顺服神。
I must submit myself to the source of that spiritual authority.
我要说，我要先选择来降服于这一个权柄的源头。
Now, people don't find that too difficult to do.
那通常基督徒对这个部分没问题。
What they find difficult to do,
通常有问题的是
is to recognize that God not only delegates spiritual authority to us,
就是不仅要认出神有量权柄给我们，
but he delegates it to others as well.
而且他也把权柄量给其他人。
And that God places people in ranks of authority throughout society.
而且神在整个人类的社会当中也拣选设立了各种不同的权柄。
And if I'm going to operate in spiritual authority,
所以我们如果要运行在整个属灵权柄里，
I need to not only recognize and yield to the authority of Jesus Christ.
所以我们不只是要能够认出神是我们权柄的源头，降服于耶稣基督。
I need to recognize the authority of those God's placed.
同时我要能够去认出神设立在我生命当中一些上面的权柄。
Those to whom God has delegated authority.
要认出神所特别拣选设立出来的。
So we saw in Romans chapter 13.
我们来看罗马书十三章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Let every soul be subject to governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God.And the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
之前我们看到，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的。
So God has arranged throughout society an order or structure or ranking.
所以神在整个所有的人类社会当中，他都有拣选设立权柄和次序。
God the Father is the primary authority.
我们的父神他是最高权柄。
Jesus Christ the Son is the next authority.
其次就是耶稣基督。
And then everything is under him.
然后从耶稣基督下来，就是到我们人类社会不同的权柄。
So we saw in the last session how God has set order into society.
我们在上一集有看到人神在人类社会所设立的次序和权柄。
In the marriage, the husband is the head of the wife.
比方说婚姻当中，丈夫是妻子的头。
And Christ is the head of the husband.
然后基督又是丈夫的头。
In the government, we are to be responsive to the governmental authorities.
在一个人类的政府当中呢，我们的一般的社会当中，我们要顺服于政权底下。
As if they are representatives of God.
那政府他们也是代表神的。
Notice what it says in Romans 13.
刚刚我们看到罗马书三
十三章。Whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those that resist bring a judgment or cursing on themselves.
第二节说。抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
For rulers are not a terror for good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what's good and you will have praise from the same, for he is God's minister to you for good.
第三和第四节，做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫做恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。
Wow, that's a pretty hard one to take.
所以这个对很多人来讲很难接受。
We look at so many different people in authority.
因为当我们现在来想到现在所看到一些执政掌权的人，
it doesn't look like they represent God at all.
完全看不出来是代表神的。
Some of them, they don't even know the Lord.
有一些人甚至不认识神。
And some of them behave very badly.
有一些人的行为非常糟糕。
The Bible says we're not responsible for their behavior.
但是圣经教导我们，我们不用为他们的行为负责。
We're responsible for ours.
我们要为自己的行为负责。
And rather than look at their behavior or character lacks,
所以与其去看他们的缺点，还有他们的性格上的缺陷，
and then rebel against them,
然后就让我们自己悖逆。
We are responsible to recognize God's delegated authorities.
我们要负起责任的是要知道他们是神所设立的权柄。
And to choose to humble ourselves and properly relate to them.
然后要选择让自己谦卑下来，顺服于这些权柄。
So all it takes is a difficult boss, and if there's any rebellion in your heart, it will flush up very quickly.
那你就会发现，只要你在工作上面的主管如果是一个很跋扈的人，你就很发现你的心态很容易就会有所反应。
So when you encounter delegated authorities,
但是当你愿意去顺服于这样的一个设立的权柄，
you have to see past the person,
你就必须要先能够跨越这些人的缺点，
with the weaknesses and lacks perhaps they may have,
不去把焦点放在他们身上的缺点，
and see they are occupying a position God gave them,
然后能够去看到原来是神所允许，然后设立他们放，然后他们在站在那个位置上。
So in honoring them, you are honoring God who put them in that role.
那只要你愿意敬重他们，那么神他也就会来帮助你，祝福你。
Let me give you an example of that.
我们来从圣经看一个例子。
And it's found in Ephesians chapter 6.
这是以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
And it says in verse 1 and verse 3.
在第一节到第三节，
it says, Now children, obey your parents in the Lord, which is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Now, I don't have time in this session to talk much about that, but let me just point out a couple of things about this.
我们因为时间有限，所以我们不细说，但是我们先来讲从这个地方看到的一些原则。
Your father and your mother are the first authorities or delegated authorities you encounter in your life.
首先做儿女的要知道，父母一定是你在世上神所设立的权柄。
They are delegated to stand in the place of God,to nurture you and to raise you that you might be productive for him.
他们是神所设立在这地上要来养育你的一个权柄。
So our first experience with authority is with our father and our mother.
所以我们每一个人一出生到地上所遇到的第一个地上的权柄就是我们的父亲。
The result of that experience has an impact that lasts all of your life.
所以呢，我们与这个世上的第一个接触的权柄的所有的经历，就会影响我们后面和其他权柄的一些的决定。
Because we are very near to them and there are close emotional bonds, what they do deeply impacts us.
也因为我们和他们有非常亲密的关系，所以所有的一些发生的事情会深深影响我们。
But God makes this promise.
但是神应许我们一件事。
Honor your father and mother.
我们中文说是孝敬，也就是敬重。
Or properly align to them and place value upon them as God's representatives.
这个敬重另外一个含义是讲到你要和他们有一个合宜的关系。
And makes a promise to you.
那神就会给你一个应许。
Notice what the promise is.
那这个应许是什么？
It said this is the first commandment with promise.
那因为圣经讲这是第一条带应许的诫命。
That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
那这个应许就是在前面讲到，使你得福，在世长寿。
What it's saying then is there is a blessing will come out of honoring your parents the first delegated authorities in your life.
这个地方的原则就是，只要我们人愿意去顺服在我们在地上所碰到的第一个权柄，去敬重他们，我们就会得福。
That many aspects of life will go very well for us because we have learned the principles of honor of delegated authority.
而且这个祝福会延伸到我们以后在成长过程当中所面对到的各式各样的权柄和领域里面。
And we won't suffer some areas of sickness because of bitterness and unresolved conflict.
也不会因为好像我们对我们的父母怀有一些的苦毒抱怨，然后以至于我们开始就生病。
So notice we're required to do something voluntarily.
所以这个地方就是要求我们是要发自于我们的一个心甘心乐意的心去做的事。
To place honor and value on our father and mother.
愿意来敬重看重我们的父母亲。
To properly submit and align with them.
和他们有一个合宜的关系，尊重他们。
Because blessing flows out of that.
那一旦我们这么做，祝福就会临到我们。
But when we rebel against our parents.
但是当我们悖逆父母。
Because we've been hurt.
比方说可能受伤
because of their bad conduct,
或者是他们不好的行为
because of abuse of treatment,
或者是他们来欺负我们侵犯我们
because we just don't want restrictions,
或者有可能是单纯我们自己就不想受限制
when we rebel against our parents,
那一旦我们不愿意受约束背逆他们
we will then dishonor them in different ways,
这个就是或者用其他方式不敬重他们
and show our resistance in different ways,
为了表明我们的就是我们的抵挡抵抗
and we will have conflicts with authorities all through our life,
那以至于我们以后成长的过程就会在各种不同的权柄关系里有问题。
And we'll face great difficulty submitting to God's authority.
到最后，我们对于顺服神的权柄也会产生困难。
If you've learned to rightly relate to your parents,
如果你跟你的父母亲有一个合一的关系
seeing that they have delegated authority from God,
愿意认出他们是神所设立的权柄
they are his representatives in your life.
然后认出说他们是代表神在我们的生命帮助我们。
They're called by God to protect you.
他们是蒙召代表神帮保护我们
you,
供应我们
to discipline you,
来管教我们
and prepare you to be productive.
然后来装备我们预备我们要有这个果效
So they are the ministers of God to you for good.
那所以你就能够认出他们就是来服侍我们与我们有益处的
So when they behave badly,
所以即便他们的行为有出错
because of their own brokenness or ignorance,
可能是他们自己生命有一些的伤害
we tend to feel hurt and rebel,
那如果因为这样子，我们就觉得说我们想要背逆他们。
And that creates a sequence of problems throughout our life.
那最后就会产生很多不好的后果。
And we tend to justify why we won't respond to human authorities.
那往往我们就会开始为自己找借口，就说是因为这样，所以我们才不想顺服权柄。
So we need to put this issue right.
那这个时候我们要修正所有这一切的事情。
Jesus carried immense spiritual authority.
我们知道耶稣身上有极大的权柄。
And we saw in the book of Luke, chapter 2,
在路加福音的第二章
we saw how Jesus submitted to authority.
我们看到耶稣是怎么样的顺服权柄。
In Luke 2:51 and 52,
在路加福音第二章
he went down with his parents to Nazareth and was subject or submitted to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and men.
在路加福音第二章的五十一节开始，他就看到耶稣与父母亲下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。耶稣的智慧和身量，比神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Now, Jesus had gone to the temple with his parents.
在这之前，耶稣和父母亲一起进去圣殿。
And he remained in the temple at the age of 12.
在那个时候，他十二岁，他后来留在圣殿里。
Because he saw the call in his life.To minister to people.
因为他看到自己生命的呼召是要去教导人。
So he positioned himself in the temple, asking questions and learning under the spiritual authorities of his day.
所以那个时候他进了圣殿，他就顺服在圣殿里头做教导的拉比的权柄底下，然后想跟他们有所学习。
His parents didn't understand this.
但是他的父母不明白。
They become worried about him doing this.
后来因此就担心。
And they dragged him away home to Nazareth.
然后就决定把他带回家，带回到拿撒勒。
So even though they didn't understand,
虽然他的父母没有认出来。
Even though they did something contrary to what he willed,
而且是违背了耶稣的心意，做了一些事情。
He was subject to them.
但是耶稣选择顺服。
He responded to their direction with a gracious heart and submitted to them.
他是满怀感恩的心顺服父母亲，跟他们一起回家。
And then the Bible says he increased in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man.
我们就看到那个结果是五十二节说，讲到耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Even as a young man, there was great favor upon him at the age of 12.
他虽然才十二岁，这个极大的恩宠就临到他。
Because of a deeply respectful and honoring attitude to delegated authority.
那是因为我们从他不管是在圣殿或者是面对父母，他都愿意好好的顺服。
So God increased favor on his life.
因此神对他的恩宠就不断增长。
To have favor on your life means you get access to people.
所谓的你身上有恩宠，就是你很容易的获取人心。
There's no favor on your life, you don't get access.
如果你没有恩宠，你就没有办法赢得人心。
So he had favor with God or access to God.
所以他从神得到恩宠，所以就能够他就是说他得神的喜爱。
Because of his honoring of his parents.
那是因为他敬重父母。
And he had favor and access to people.
那人也喜爱他。
Because they saw he was a respectful young man.
因为他们看到这个孩子从小就是一个有敬重的。
So even at the age of 12 and into his teenage years.
所以即便他那时候才十多岁。
Jesus demonstrated submission to authority.
他就示范出一个这种顺服权柄的这种生命。
When it came to the beginning of his ministry,
所以后来等到他自己开始要服事，
we find him submitting to authority again.
我们看到他又再一次的顺服权柄。
He submitted to the authority of John the Baptist.
就是顺服施洗约翰。
And his ministry was launched.
因此他就展开个人的事工。
And we find when we look at the ministry of Jesus,
所以当我们看到耶稣的服事，
he ministered with great power and authority.
我们知道他都带着极大的权柄和能力在服
事。Where did it come from?
那这个从哪里来的？
It was delegated to him.
那是神给他的。
It came out of his relationship with his father.
来自于他和天父的关系。
And because he respected authorities that God had placed in his life.
而且他愿意顺服敬重神放在他生命当中的一些权柄。
Now when we don't understand this principle of delegated authority,
那一旦我们不了解神他要我们去顺服他所设立的权柄，
and we begin to react to authorities in our life,
那我们开始对于一些生命当中的权柄开始有一些的不好的反应，
of this.
那就会有一连串不好的后果。
So it helps if we understand some basics about delegated authority.
所以刚才我们就知道要去我们就明白一些神所设立的权柄。
And then we'll look at some situations and look at how people responded to delegated authority.
那我们现在从一些例子里头来看人们怎么样的去做回应。
And what was the consequence of that?
然后从他们的回应看到结果和后果。
So the original authority in any organization is the person God appoints.
那不管在哪一个机构组织里头，那个权柄就是一个最高里面一个负责人。
They're the principal or the main authority.
那他们就是那个机构组织里头最主要的一个权柄。
And in a church or in a group of some kind,They're responsible for the vision, for the culture, for the whole DNA of that group.
那这些人在上面的这些领袖、这些领导人，他们就为教会或者他们的组织，他们负责要传讲他们的意向。
They're also accountable.
那他们也是一样要负责交账的。
Everyone must be accountable somewhere.
不管你在哪一个层级里头，每一个人都是要负起责任的。
So if you're going to have a ministry or build any kind of ministry,
所以如果你自己现在想要来开创一个事工，
you need to be commissioned and sent by someone.
那你要知道，你必须要接受一个差派。
Jesus said, "The Father sent me."
就像耶稣说，父差派我。
Now I send you.
所以我现在派你们。
So sending is a commissioning by someone carrying delegated authority.
所谓的被派出去，就是代表你从那一个派你出去的人得到某些的权柄。
So in any organization.
所以不管哪一个组织。
The principal authority is the founder, the pioneer, or the one that was established by God in that place.
那通常他这个组织里的这个创办人、创始人就是那个组织他最原始的权柄。
And in order to accomplish the task, the original authority delegates part of the task, part of the vision to other people.
那一个组织的成立一定是有一个愿景和他的一个意向，所以呢，当初的创始人他就会去拣选一些设立一些人，然后能够完成任务。
So, he establishes tasks and responsibilities and boundaries for you, and you're accountable to them.
那这一个创办人呢，他会拣选了一些人，把相关的相对应的权柄和责任任务都交给他们，
so、
这些人就要完成。
When you receive responsibility,
那一旦你接受到这个任务，
you receive authority to function and act in a certain area.
那你当然知道，你也得到了某种，你也被授权，然后你就可以在某个领域里头去好好发挥。
So you must stick to the area you're assigned.
那你就要在你所被指派的地方要好好发挥。
To go beyond that is operating outside your authority.
那你一旦越权了，你就知道你就不是在那一个保护底下工作。
And if someone has delegated authority to you,
那如果有人他们被指派了要来负责管理
you are responsible for your decisions and actions to the person who delegated it to you.
那你的责任就是要去对这个指派在你上面的主管，你要向他交账负责。
And you have no authority to operate outside the vision, direction, or DNA of that group that you're a part of.
你也没有任何的权利去擅自的去越权，然后或者是按照你自己的想法去做事情。
If you resist the person who's over you,
如果你拒绝，你抗拒在上面你主管的权柄。
Or you promote your own agenda,
或者想要去高举自己的一些的想法，要做自己的事情。
Or you use this to get yourself ahead.
那你就想要好像去越权。
You are operating illegally.
那这个就是一种不法、不合法的、不合理。
And not only you, but all that's under you becomes open and exposed to demonic spirits.
这个时候你就发现，不止你自己，还有在你底下你所管理的人，所有的人都会陷入一种被邪灵来搅扰的状况。
So if you're in some kind of group, or perhaps a church group.
比方说，如果今天你是在教会团体里
，Your first allegiance is to Jesus Christ, the head.
那当然，你最高的权柄是耶稣基督。
Secondly, to the person who's the chief authority.
那再来就是在教会里头的这一个最高的领袖。
Thirdly, to the one who's over you that they delegated.
那再来，你要顺服的就是在上面跟你最直接有关系的。
So if they violate the chain of command, don't follow them. Always go back and refer to the chief authority.
那如果在你上面直接的那个权柄他自己越位了，那你这个时候也是。一样要顺服在他在上面的那一个人。
We see this in Acts chapter 5, verse 27.
这个在《使徒行传》的第五章二十七节。
Acts chapter 5 and verse 27.
使徒行传第五章二十七节。
The disciples or apostles were men under authority.
我们就看到这些使徒们，他们也是在权柄底下。
And verse 27, they brought them and set them before the council of, and the high priest said to them.Didn't we strictly command you not to teach in Jesus' name? And look, you filled Jerusalem with his doctrine and tend to bring this man's blood on us.
从二十七节看，带到了便叫使徒站在公会前，大祭司问他们说：“我们不是严严的禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。
And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men.
彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
They were not rebelling against the authority.
首先我们要知道他们不是悖逆那个权柄。
In fact, they were submitted to the highest authority, God himself.
而是他们先顺服最高的权柄就是神。
They had an attitude of respect to the local authorities.
那他们当然他们的态度是愿意当地一个政权。
But their commands were violating the direct command of God.
可是因为在当时候当地的那一个政权的命令是要叫他们要悖逆神的命令。
Jesus had commanded them to preach the gospel.
那个命令是什么？是耶稣叫他们要传讲福音。
And the local authorities were telling them they could not.
可是当地的政府禁止他们传讲。
They politely and respectfully refused to cooperate with that and followed what Jesus had given them.
所以他们是带着一个礼貌，他们来婉拒了，他们表明说我们不能这样子照你们的命令做。
And they were willing to endure the consequences of this.
但是也表明，那既然如此，我们是违法的，我们也愿意承担后果。
Which meant going to prison.
意思就代表要被抓，
被抓。They were not rebelling against authority.
那他们表明他们不是故意的要去悖逆权柄。
They were just resisting an illegitimate command.
他们只是表明说他们是要去抗拒，他们没有办法按照那一个政权所发的命令去做。
Whenever we're in a situation.
所以如果你也遇到这种状况。
Or an authority asks us to do something illegal or against or violating the word of God.
意思是说，如果在我们上面的权柄要我们去做一些违法的事情或违背神命令诫命的事
，With a respectful attitude and a heart submitted to God, we refuse and then face the consequences.
那这个时候，我们的内心是敬重神，然后很清楚的、很婉转的告诉对方，我们不能照做，但是我们愿意承担后果。
Join us again in a moment. We'll come back to this issue of delegated authority.
我们休息回来之后再继续谈怎么样的顺服在我们生命当中设立的权柄。
Welcome back to Good TV, and welcome to our series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家今天一起收看我们好消息，关于这个新的系列属灵权柄。
This is our second session on delegated authority.
那这个是我们要谈到关于我们之前有谈到怎么样的顺服神所设立的权柄。
And we've seen God desires to delegate us authority.
我们看到神在整个人类社会有设立权柄。
He wants us to have spiritual authority, spiritual power, so we can subdue any spirit in our sphere of influence.
那首先是神要我们每一个人的生命当中都有属灵权柄和能力，才能够去制服在我们生命当中遇到各样邪灵权势。
But in order for us to do that,
可是为了要达到这件事
，we must be positioned so we can administer that authority.
我们自己首先要能够放对位置，才有办法有这样的权柄和能力。
And our key verse in this area was James 4:7.
那关于这个部分很重要的一个经文是雅各书四章七节。
Submit to God.
讲到你要顺服神。
Resist the devil.
抵挡魔鬼。
And he will flee from you.
那魔鬼就必逃跑。
So if you want the devil to flee from you,
所以如果你要看到魔鬼逃跑
，you have to speak commands and take a position of resisting.
那你就必须发出命令，然后好好抵挡面对。
But unless you have authority and power that backs it up, you won't get any result.
可是除非你自己先有权柄和能力，否则不会有任何结果。
So we need to submit and align with God.
所以我们一定要好好对准神，顺服神。
To align with His authority.
对准神的这个权柄。
Means to submit and be obedient to Him.
这个意思就是顺服他，顺从他。
But it also means to have a right attitude and right connection to authorities God has delegated in our life.
这个也包含了我们面对神在我们生命当中所设立的一些权柄，我们也要有合宜的态度。
I know so many believers, and they just want to, oh, it's just me and God. I'm submitted to God, but they don't submit to anyone else.
我看过很多的基督徒，他们知道他们应该顺服神，但是他们会说他们的生命不愿意降服于其他的权柄。
I can tell you now from experience, in most instances, one, they're not submitted to God, and two, they're operating independently and out of order.
那我从我的经验里头，我可以告诉你们，这么做是非常危险的，因为其实他们根本就没有在顺服神，而且会有严重后果。
The fact that God chooses to bring blessing and touch lives through their ministry does not make it legal or in order.
所以你要知道，神他就是要我们每一个人都要顺服这些神所设立的权柄，这样子才能够看到祝福来到我们生命。
So we found in Matthew chapter 7,
在马太福音的第六章
，Jesus said, "Many shall say in that day."
我们看到
verse 21, "Many shall say to me, Lord, Lord." Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
在马太福音里面，我们看到这个主耶稣说，当那日不是每一个说主啊主的人就能够进神的国。
Jesus is talking about the coming kingdom age of power and glory.
那主耶稣在那个时候所讲到的，就是在未来在末后日子神国要来的那样的一个荣耀。
And he's saying that not everyone who calls him Lord.
那在那个时候，不是每一个呼喊耶稣是主的人
，will be able to enter and experience all the realm of that glory God has prepared for us.
他们都能够进入到这个神所为我们预备在神国里那样的一种荣耀里。
The requirement is doing the will of the Father.
那这一个前提就是他们必须先遵行天父的旨意。
In other words, acting under authority.And not just doing what we want to do.
意思就是我们要先愿意降服在我们上面的权柄，而不是我行我素。
And he said, many will say on that day.
那主耶稣强调说，当那日很多人都会这么说。
So he's talking about a future day.
他讲到的就是未来。
Many believers.
很多信徒都会这样。
Many, that's multitudes.
很多很多。
Will say, Lord, Lord.
他们都会讲主啊主。
So they call Jesus Lord.
他们都认得耶稣是主。
He said, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name?
这些人都会讲说，我们不是奉你的名讲传讲，其实是说预言，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名医病吗
？So we have a wonderful ministry. We've done so many things.
意思是这些信徒都会讲，我们奉你的名做了很棒的事工。
He said, I will declare unto you.
但是主耶稣讲说，我要对你们讲。
I never knew you.
我从来都不认识你们。
Depart from me, workers of iniquity.
所以你们作恶的人，远离我吧。
So what it's saying is, in the coming age of the kingdom, when Jesus returns in power and glory.
所以这个地方讲到，当耶稣再来的日子里。
Not all those who have ministered in prophetic or in healing or wonders or deliverance.
所有那些奉耶稣名说预言、行神迹奇事的这些人。
Not everyone will be approved by him.
不是每一个这么做的人都会得到耶稣的认同。
He faults them in two cases.
所以耶稣就直接分成两类。
Number one, I did not know you.
他直接讲说，第一个我不认识你。
That word is no deep, intimate relationship out of which ministry direction flowed.
意思是告诉他们说，你们所做的事情不是来自于和我有一个亲密的关系去做的。
And secondly, it said they practiced lawlessness.
那第二个就讲到的是说。 他们是在一种不法的状况之下做。That
means they practiced something as a way of life.
所谓的不法就是他们是偏离生命的道去做事。
And the word lawlessness means without law.
不法我们知道就是没有法律。
Without authorization,
独立自主，没有受到任何的这个，没有被授权。
Doing what they wanted when they wanted it.
照他们自己想做的去做。
In other words, operating independently.
换句话说，就是独立自主去行。
That's a terrible position to find yourself in.
那绝对不要让自己陷入这样的状况。
And what God is pointing very clearly to.
那神他很清楚的讲到。
Is the importance of rightly relating to Him and to those He's delegated authority to.
就是再三告诉我们，我们要好好的顺服神，也要认清在我们生命当中神所设立的权柄。
We tend to find it okay to relate to Jesus, but we often struggle with natural authorities in our life.
通常对基督徒而言，要去顺服神比较容易，但是要顺服我们上面的一些的权柄，这是最大的困难。
Let's have a look in Numbers chapter 12.
我们来看民数记第12章。
And verse 1, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he'd married, for he'd married an Ethiopian woman.
第一节，摩西娶了古时女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古时女子就毁谤他。Then
they said, Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't he also spoken through us?
他们就说，难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？
And the Lord heard it.
这话耶和华听见了。
And verse 9, the anger of the Lord was aroused against them.
第九节，耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去。
And verse 10, when the cloud departed from the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow.
第十节，云彩从会幕上挪开了，不料米利暗长了大麻风，有血那么白。Miriam
is Moses' sister.
米利暗是摩西的姐姐。And
she becomes offended because he chose to marry an Ethiopian woman, a black woman.
她因为摩西娶了古时女子，是一个黑人女子，米利暗这个姐姐就很不开心。Although
he was a great leader,
她虽然摩西，她知道摩西是很伟大的领袖。She
looked at his personal life.
但是当这个姐姐看到弟弟的生命，她就很不开心。Then
she rose up in pride.
所以这个时候她的骄傲就出现。Well,
hasn't God spoke to Moses? God spoke to us as well.
所以她就讲说，难道耶和华只跟摩西说话，他不也对我们说话吗？
So in her heart, she rebelled against him and against the authority he carried.
所以她从内心里头，她就开始背逆了摩西。Her
offense at his personal decision in marriage.
当他对于这个摩西的婚姻不满
，gave opportunity for rebellion in her heart to come up to the surface.
那个就成了他悖逆的一个这样的一个陷阱。And
the Bible said she became as white as snow with leprosy.
所以圣经就讲说，那个他因为如此就长了大麻风。God
showed his clear disapproval.
所以耶和华透过这个方式很清楚告诉他，我不认同你的行为。
God endorsed his leader.
神绝对会为他所拣选的领袖背书，然后也为摩西说话。神亲自的做摩西的靠山。Because
God had appointed him.
因为是神所拣选的。So
when we're under authority,
所以当我们愿意降服在权柄底下，
then God will protect us.
那神就会保护我们。He
will act to help us.
神会来为我们采取行动。Moses
was a very humble man.
摩西是非常谦卑的人。He
didn't need to defend himself.
他就不需要为自己伸冤。In
this case, God intervened on his behalf.
这个地方是神亲自为他伸冤。And
God expressed strong disapproval.
那神很强烈地表达他的不满。When
Miriam criticized her brother and then rose up in equality with him.
就是当他看到米利暗这个姐姐呢，他亲自的起来，就是批评他的弟弟，而且来表明他和弟弟是有同样权柄。There's
another example found in Numbers chapter 16.
还有在民数记第十六章，我们看另外一个例子。And
verse 1.
第一节。
Korah the son of Ishar, the son of Kohath and Levi, with Dathan and Abiram and the sons of Eliab, and they rose up, they took men and rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown.
从第一节开始，利未的曾孙哥辖的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉和吕便子孙中以利亚的儿子大坦。 亚比兰和比勒的儿子安，并以色列会中的250个领袖，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来。And
verse 3, they gathered themselves against Moses and Aaron and said to them, You take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them. The Lord is among them. Why do you exalt yourself among the assembly of the Lord, above the assembly of the Lord?
第三节，聚集攻击摩西、亚伦，说：“你们擅自专权，全会众各个祭司圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高，超过耶和华的会众呢？”
So notice what happens here.
我们好好的看这个地方。
These people are offended.
这些人他们很不满。
And they begin to talk among one another.
就开始在一起就开始交谈。
And they gathered up 250 leaders.
最后就聚集了这个250个首领。
And then they began to be critical of Moses.
开始就批评摩西。
And they said everyone is holy.
他就讲说哦，每一个人都圣洁。
Everyone is blessed of the Lord.
每一个人都是蒙神祝福的。
And they accused Moses of self-promotion.
他们就开始指控摩西是抬高自己。
In fact, they were the ones who were promoting themselves.
那当然是相反的。
So there was rebellion in their heart.
所以当这些人内心悖逆。
And that rebellion and discontent spread to many good leaders.
然后这样的一种不满开始散布在他们所有的首领当中。
And this is often what happens in an organization or in a church.
我们看到在很多的组织机构里还有教会都有这种状况。
People criticize and murmur.
很多人在底下开始抱怨。
And gather up others with them.
也会开始就呼朋引众。
And don't realize that a spirit of rebellion is operating.
他们不知道那个是悖逆的灵在运作。
They now have no authority and they're coming against God himself.
然后他们不知道现在他们其实在神的里头就失去了权柄。
So how did Moses respond?
那我们来看摩西的回应。
He fell on his face and spoke to Korah and all the company saying, Tomorrow the Lord will show who is his and who is holy and who he causes to come near him and who he chooses to come near him.
第四节，摩西听见这话，就俯伏在地，对可拉和他一党的人说：“到了早晨，耶和华必指示谁是属他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他。”
Moses saw what the real issue was.
摩西他很清楚辨认出他们那些人的问题。
They were envious of the position and favor and authority that Moses and Aaron had. They wanted it for themselves.
他看出可拉这一党的人其实是嫉妒摩西他身上的这些恩宠、权柄和能力。
And often when people are not grateful to God for the blessings they've received and envy what someone else has, they then rebel against them and accuse them falsely.
所以任何一个人，只要我们对于神所量给我们的权柄能力不满，然后开始嫉妒别人身上的那些权柄能力，我们就会陷入悖逆当中。
In the case of Miriam, God judged her with leprosy, and when Moses prayed, God healed her.
那以米利暗来讲，我们刚才看到他因为批评摩西，然后得了大麻风，但是摩西为他祷告，他大麻风就得医治。
In the case of Moses, something different happened. In Korah, something different happened.
可是在这里，可拉的状况就不一样。
In verse 30, he says this. If the Lord creates a new thing and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up and everything that belongs to them, they go down alive into the pit, you will understand the men rejected the Lord.
第三十节，我们看，倘若耶和华创作一件新事，使地开口，把他们和一切属他们的都吞下去，叫他们活活的坠落阴间，你们就明白这些人是藐视耶和华了。
As soon as he'd finished speaking, the ground split apart, the earth opened up and swallowed all of them and the household and everyone. They went down alive into the pit, then the earth closed over.
摩西刚说完了这一切话，他们脚下的地就开了口，把他们和他们一切的家眷，并一切属可拉的人丁财物都吞下去。
So notice what God said, what Moses says.
我们来看这个地方，摩西怎么说
？When they rejected him and the authority he carried, they were rejecting the Lord who delegated that authority.
他告诉百姓说，这些人他们其实以为只是在拒绝这个摩西的权柄，事实上是在拒绝神的权柄。
The consequences were disastrous, not only for Korah, but his family.And everyone who listened and became part of this plan.
那这个后果是非常的可怕，因为我们看到神的审判不仅是临到可拉，还有所有可拉的家眷，以及每一个跟随这个可拉、听从他话的人。
In 2 Samuel 15, we see another example of someone rebelling.
再来看撒母耳记下第十五章，也看到另外一个悖逆的人。
And this is one of King David's sons.
这个是大卫的其中一个儿子。
His name is Absalom.
他的名字就是亚沙龙。
And David had created problems in his family because of his adultery and murder.
那首先是因为大卫他自己犯了这个淫乱和杀人罪，所以在他的家中就产生了一个问题。
One of his sons had raped one of the daughters and then had been killed by Absalom.
最后产生一个后果，就是他的儿子们之间呢，他的其中一个儿子就侵犯了性侵他的一个姐妹。
Eventually, Absalom came back to the city and was living in the same city of David.
那最后呢，这个亚撒龙就起来，他为了要，他就自己采取一些的报复行为。最后，亚撒龙逃出去，然后到了30岁，他又回到这个耶路撒冷。
Now look at this in chapter 15, verse 1 and through to verse 6.
我们从15章第1节看到第6节。
After this, Absalom provided himself 50 chariots and horses and 50 men to run with him. And he would rise early and stand behind the way of the gate. And when everyone come for a lawsuit, would come for a decision, he would call to them and say, where are you from? Your servant is from such and such a tribe. And he would say, look, your case is good and right, but there's no deputy of the king to hear you. Then he'd say, well, if I was made judge, well then, anyone who's got a suit would come to me, I would give him justice. And when everyone came near to bow down to him, he put out his hand and kissed them. And he acted toward all Israel who came to the king for judgment, and so he stole the hearts of the men of Israel.
此后亚沙龙为自己预备车马，又派50人在他前头奔走。亚沙龙常常早晨起来站在城门的道旁，凡有征讼要去求王判断的，亚沙龙就叫他过来，问他说，你是哪一城的人？回答说，仆人是从以色列某支派的人。亚沙龙对他说，你的事有情有理，无奈王没有委人听你申诉。亚沙龙又说，恨不得我做国中的士师，凡有征讼求审判的到我这里来，我必秉公判断。若有人近前来要拜亚沙龙，亚沙龙就伸手拉住他，与他亲嘴。以色列人中凡去见王求判断的，亚沙龙都是如此待他们。这样亚沙龙暗中得了以色列人的心。
Absalom carried an offense in his heart against his father.
那因为亚沙龙对他的父亲不满。
And he rebelled against his father.
所以他就背逆他的父亲。
But he did it in a very subtle way.
但是他用一种很显
First,
就一种隐藏的方式做。
He promoted himself.
首先他先来高举自己。
He had chariots and horses and 50 men ran ahead of him, presenting that he's very important.
就是呢，他先为预备自己预备车马，然后呢，又派了50人在他的前面跑。
When people have rebellion in their heart, often they promote their own importance.
那很多人只要有悖逆的状况，你发现他会想要抬高自己。
Then he would stand by the gate where people came to declare injustices and get a hearing and get a judicial decision.
那然后接下来又圣经又讲到说，他总是会一早就走到城门旁，然后看到有任何人他们有一些这个诉讼的问题，就自己把他们就拉过来。
And then he would agree with them.
他就听他们讲，然后说
oh,
哦，对呀。
Look, your case is so good.
哦，真的耶，你的状况真的是。
What a shame the king doesn't care about you.
哎呀，真的是替你感到难过。
He's got no one appointed to hear your case.
王都没有派人来听你的这个申诉。
And so he would put his hand out and he would kiss them.
所以他马上就会伸出手，然后与这些人亲嘴。
And then he would say, well, if I was in charge,
他就会开始讲，如果是我做王的
话。Then I would hear your case and give you favorable outcome.
那我一定会好好听你的这个苦情。
So nothing like injustice to get people's emotions stirred.
那我们知道，这些只要遇到有不公不义的人，他们一定希望有人为他们伸冤。
So he won all the hearts of Israel.
所以这个地方所有以色列民的心。
And they followed him in a rebellion against his father.
就开始跟随亚沙龙，然后跟随亚沙龙一起悖逆这个大卫。
Come of that rebellion.
那这一个悖逆的后果是
Absalom died.
最后亚撒龙自己死了。
And hundreds of people who followed him also died.
而且跟随他的好几百个人也死了。
I've seen so frequently over the years.
那我在过去常年以来看到
people rise up and rebel against a leader.
很多人他们起来悖逆他们的领袖。
And begin to spread offenses.
然后在这些群众当中开始散布这种不满。或者是很多的一些的
promote themselves,
找这些找毛病挑毛病。
And they go and start a ministry,
抬高自己出去外面开始成立事工。
But it inevitably has problems in it.
可是在这个当中很显然就是有问题。
It started in rebellion,
因为一开始是出于悖逆。
It ends in spiritual death.
最后就是造成属灵的死亡。
These stories are written in the Bible and many other stories.
那我们刚看到的这只是其中几个故事。
To teach us to have respect for the authorities God has put in our life.
都是在教导我们要学会去顺服神在我们当中设立的权柄。
And to rightly relate to them.
然后要对他们和他们有合一的关系。
To honor them.
敬重他们。
Pray for those in authority.
为那些有权柄的祷告。
And keep a submitted heart.
然后让我们要保持顺服的心。
Look at King David, for example.
我们再来看大卫王。
King David was the greatest king in Israel's history.
那我们可以说大卫是在整个以色列历史当中最伟大的王。
And we find it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记上二十四章。
And David is being pursued by Saul.
在这个地方是这个扫罗要追杀大卫。
He's being persecuted by the leader over him.
换句话说，他被上面的权柄逼迫。
So he does the right thing. He runs away.
那他当然很聪明，他马上就是什么，就是。
But then an opportunity comes to him twice, not once but twice.
他就是选择逃命，而且他不是逃命一次，是两次。
It's an opportunity to get even and to punish this leader who'd caused so much havoc to him.
但是那两次当中，其实他是有机会能够去为自己报复的。
Saul had taken his wife and given her to another man.
比方说那个扫罗。抢走他的太太，然后把他送给许配给别人。
Saul was persecuting him to the point of wanting to kill him and anyone he was connected with.
那扫罗也一直在追杀这个逼迫大卫，然后包括要追杀跟随他的人。
And David's hiding in a cave.
那这个时候呢，大卫躲在山洞里。
And he and his men are in this cave, and Saul comes in.
他和他的一些人马呢，都躲在这个山洞里。可是这个时候，扫罗进了山洞。
And in 1 Samuel 24 verse 4.
这个在撒母耳记上的第二十四章。
David's men spoke, and this is what they said to him. This is the day the Lord said to you, I'll deliver your enemy to your hand. So why don't you go kill Saul right now?
I'm sorry, which verse?
1 Samuel 24, verse 4.
Okay, 从第四节开始，撒母耳记上二十四章四节。
And David cut off a little piece of his robe. So he was close enough to cut off a bit of his robe, but he didn't kill him.
从第四节开始，跟随的人对大卫说：“耶和华曾应许你说，我要将你的仇敌交在你手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了，大卫就起来，悄悄地割下扫罗外袍的衣襟。”
And afterwards, David's heart troubled him because he had cut off Saul's robe, and this is what he said to his men.
随后，大卫心中自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟。
The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch my hand against him.Since he is anointed of the Lord,
他就对跟随他的人说：“我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。”
So David restrained his servants with these words,
而且大卫
and did not let them rise against Saul.
而且大卫用这话拦住跟随他的人，不容他们起来害扫罗。
Notice what's happened.
所以我们看这个地方
，David had an opportunity to kill Saul.
大卫其实有机会杀了扫罗。
He had an opportunity to rise up against an authority persecuting him.
他有机会能够在这个时候起来杀掉那个要逼迫他的权柄。
His men encouraged him to do so.
而且跟随他的人也鼓励他这么做。
They made it seem very spiritual.
而且他们说起来好像就是非常的有道理。
God's given you an opportunity to do this thing.
他说看到没，这个是神给你的机会。
But David refused to rebel.
但是大卫拒绝悖逆。
He refused to speak or act against Saul.
他拒绝在言行上面来这个抵挡扫罗。
Because he said God has appointed him for that role.
他清楚地说，扫罗是现在是神高立为王的。
It's not my responsibility to deal with Saul. This is God's responsibility.
所以所有扫罗的作为不应该由我来处理，是神来去处理。
David refused to let his men rebel and kill Saul.
而且他也拦阻他自己的跟随他的人也来杀害扫罗。
He demonstrated a heart submitted not only to God, but also to delegated authority.
所以他示范给我们的就是他不仅是顺服神的权柄，也顺服神所设立的权柄。
This happened not just once, but twice.
而且不止一次，是两次。
God tested his heart.
神真的是考验大卫的心。
If you're going to be a king able to rule over my nation,
就表明，如果你今天要作为我的王，管理我的国
，Can you submit to my authority and my timing to promote you？
神他就要看你愿不愿意来好好的去顺服我所设立的这个权柄。
And can you treat with respect？
你愿不愿意用敬重他们
？The delegated authority that I placed over your life。
敬重我在你生命所设立的一些权柄。
David passed the test。
那大卫通过这个考验。
God dealt with Saul and God promoted David to the role of king.
神亲自的来对付扫罗，然后呢就高举这个大卫，让他成为以色列的君王。
So many people are trying to promote themselves.
可是很多人常常想要抬高自己。
Trying to build their ministries.
为自己成立事工。
And they don't understand the necessity of being under authority.
但是他们一直都不明白顺服神所设立的权柄的重要性。
You're going to walk with God.
如果你想要与神同行
，advance His kingdom，
要扩展神的国
，and exercise authority over evil spirits，
然后能够对邪灵来运用你的权柄。
If you want evil spirits to submit to you，
如果你想要看到邪灵顺服你
，and respond to your commands，
而且要听从你的命令
，submit to God，
那你自己先要顺服神。
Align your life as best you can, obedient to Him，
要让你的整个生命是对准神，降服于他的旨意。
And find the authorities God's placed in your life，
并且认。神放在你生命当中的权柄。
Have an attitude of honor, respect, and submission to them.
然后能够活出一个敬重顺服的一个态度。
Trust God to promote you.
然后相信神在他所定的时间亲自会的高举你。
If living under their leadership is difficult,
那有如果有一些权柄是很难对付的。
Ask God for grace to help you grow in character to be a bigger person.
那你就求神给你恩典，让你给你能力，让你能够在这样的一个很困难的状况底下，让你的性格被塑造出来。
Difficulty you're facing right now.
你现在所面对到的一些困难
，could be the test God's giving you just before your promotion.
很可能就是神他要准备高举你的这样的一个考验。
Submit to God.
所以顺服神。
Submit to the authorities He's delegated.
顺服你生命当中神所设立的权柄。
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
这个时候你来抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必逃跑。
God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for the session on delegated authority.
愿神赐福大家，也谢谢你们来观赏我们今天所教导关于神所设立的权柄。